So we're just going to talk about some of the photos, some of Joy's photos. And the first of them is the photo of you, Joy, standing at the front gates of Field, front doors of Fielding.
The main entrance to the building. And that was taken in May 1961. So I was probably about turned 17 then. Those were the days. It would have been my camera, I would have thought, and somebody was just taking it for me, I would think. But it certainly, the clothes I'm wearing certainly dates it, doesn't it? And you can just about see the plaque on the side of the wall that would have had Fielding's name on. And you say it's now in the archives. That's wonderful.
And is that the main door that you would have gone through to get to the drawing office every day?
Yes, I think it would have been, yes.
So if you'd gone through those doors there, take me through the route that you would have taken to get to the drawing office.
Well, the drawing office was upstairs. I can't remember exactly whether I left or right, but you definitely went up a flight of stairs to get to the drawing office, and the main offices were downstairs.
And what was through those doors? Was there a receptionist?
I think there was. That was like a reception area. And as far as I can see, it looks as if there's some plants. So that would have been a reception area. In fact, it looks as though it was quite smart.
That's lovely. What memories does seeing a photo like this bring back for you?
I think that sort of era, being a teenager still. Working at a place that I was very happy at. A very good move, I think, working there. It was definitely. I think I used to approach it from Lantany Road. You go up Lantany Road, and then down a side. I can just about see at the side entrance. And then the whole of the Fielding's building was then on the right-hand side, which, of course, is where the key shops are now. There must be a few ghosts that float around there, down there at the keys, I would think. Fielding's ghosts.
Moving on to the next photo of you at the board. Can you just describe this photo for us, please?
How old was I there? I was probably about 18. And I've got, on the wall, you can see a calendar that I've got, and a couple of pin-ups at the top, well, were my pin-ups at the time. I think Audrey's board was sort of around here. That looks like quite a small drawing, that particular one. You said you can see it's a full-size drawing board. And the main drawing office was through there. It was just partitioned off. You just went round a corner and then you could walk up the whole of the drawing office.
It's fascinating that you can actually see the partition there in the photo.
And you can see the strip lighting as well. You were asking me earlier about the decor. I wouldn't think it was anything... anything particularly fancy. I think it was fairly basic. These walls were obviously pretty light.
And whose camera would this have been taken on?
I would think it might be mine. Probably took my camera in, and that was probably Audrey taking the photograph, I would think.
It's a lovely photo because it really just sums up the way, the happiness. You look so happy in that photo, and the way that you decorated your office there and the work that's on the board. It's fantastic.
I don't think anybody had any objections to us putting up things like that. It was our little patch in there.
And are there any other memories that seeing this photo today brings back?
When you say memories... don't know. I can't say. Well, I suppose it does really. I can remember the people coming in, the engineers coming in for a chat, and people working in the drawing office. It was just a very friendly, friendly place to work. And as I said, I looked happy and probably was happy.
Lovely. And we're moving on to some of the more social photos. And can you just describe this photo? Was it taken at Fielding Sports and Social Club?
I'm pretty sure it was, because I can remember going there. And they've all got a pint of beer in their hand, so that implies that there is a bar there. and I've got on the back, it was taken at a skittle match. I can remember these two chaps. That was John Creswell and Peter Vizek. I know that one, but I can't remember his name offhand. And also this gentleman I recognise.
And what were John Creswell and Peter Vizek like? Do you remember them particularly well?
Well, I do, because I had a big crush on Peter Vizek. I remember John well because one time I worked with his girlfriend that was then. They did eventually marry Pat. Oh yes, I did know him quite well. Don't think he always had a beard.
It looks a very party-like atmosphere. There seem to be some sort of banners at the top of the photo there.
Yes, I'm almost wondering if that might have been Christmas. And Peter Vizek belonged to the Sub-Aqua Club as well. He was very much into that. I do remember that side of it as well. But quite when the photo was taken, or who took it, I don't know.
We've got a larger photo here of a group of people sat in the canteen at Fielding's. Can you just describe this photo?
Well, that was taken at an event called Workers' Playtime that used to be a radio programme. They used to tour around the country going to different organisations, factories or offices, and do a sort of a half an hour entertainment. And they used to be quite well-known people used to take part. I can't remember the exact year of this one. I was, again, probably about 17, so I would say 61, 62, perhaps. Taken in the canteen. And the performers, I do remember, was a singer called Marion Ryan. And she had these twin boys, I think they were Paul and Barry Ryan, and they used to sing. And I'm pretty sure they were there as well. Apart from that, I can't remember who else. Well, it was only half an hour, so they wouldn't have gone on for that long. But that photograph was taken. It was an official photograph. And I think it eventually went into the Citizen.
And what was the type of music that was played by... I've forgotten her name.
Marion Ryan. I mean, she's probably long since gone. I think it was sort of popular music at the time, but it was more like ballad type of things. It wasn't rock and roll.
And do you remember, this must have been advertised to Fielding's workers a number of weeks beforehand. How did people feel about Workers' Playtime coming to Fielding and Platt?
Well, I think we were all quite excited because it was going to be on the radio, and TV wasn't quite as big then as it is now. People used to listen to the radio a lot, and it was a popular programme of its time. So I think, well, you can see by the number of people in the audience, and I recognise quite a few of them, even the managers, two of the managers were there.
And who were the managers at the front?
I can't remember their names, but somebody did point out that man's name, but I can't remember it. No, it's not coming to my mind now, to be honest. But they were both a couple of the managers.
And you're sat there in the middle of the photo. Do you remember any of the girls that you're sat next to?
Oh, yes. That was Yvonne Ashel, and became Yvonne Little eventually. I remember that girl. That was a lady called Anna Lana, and I've got a feeling she may have been her sister. And there was Dee Badham, Dee Jones it is now. Pat Morgan, I think, was either one that married John Creswell. It was either one of those two, I'm pretty sure. I knew that girl, but I can't remember her name. But Yvonne and I were quite good, were quite friendly. We were quite good friends.
And did Yvonne work in the offices?
She did, yes. I knew her from the offices. We carried on being friends for quite some time.
And what do you remember of that? Was it an evening do it at Fielding's?
This event, oh, it was lunchtime. It was definitely a lunchtime thing. And it used to go out in the lunchtime as well. Well, it used to go out live. So obviously it wasn't recorded. It was a live programme. many, many years ago. I don't think many people now would remember it unless they're my sort of age. But I should think there would be other people from the Fieldings that went to the memory fair that would have remembered being at this. I mentioned it to Brian Mintz, but he said he was away on holiday, so that's why he's not on that photograph.
And presumably he's not taking that photograph then either.
No, I think that was the newspaper. I think it looks an official photo. So yes, they probably came and took it, and it went in the Citizen, and I purchased a copy.
That's lovely. Are there any other memories of workers' playtime that come to mind that afternoon at Fieldings?
Any other memories? Well, I think I can remember being sat there waiting for it to start, and we were all quite excited, and then we realised we were having our photograph taken, so we all decided to give the cameraman a good big smile. But as I said, I can only just remember the performers I mentioned. I can't really remember anything else about it. Unfortunately, in those days, you couldn't record things, so I probably didn't actually hear the programme for myself afterwards.
I'll have to get onto the BBC or something and find a recording of the music. It'd be brilliant.
It would have been the BBC then. That used to do workers' playtime.
And as a final photo, you've brought in the 1958 apprentice intake photo.
Yes.
Can you just tell us your memories of each of the boys that appear on the photo, please?
Yes, I will. Well, the photograph was obviously given to you by Dave Lawrence. Well, it says picture from Dave Lawrence and D. Lawrence, which is that young man there, who now still lives in Huckercote, and I see him regularly walking his dogs. I remember him, Peter Norwich. He was a nice fellow. I remember dancing with him at the Guildhall. Yes, we must have had dances. We must have gone to dances, group of us. That was Terry Little, who married my friend Yvonne. I remember him now. These were the Morgan brothers. I got a feeling they might have been twins. Not too sure about him as Dave again. I remember that one, Mike Whitcomb, Jay Worgan. I remember him, I think. Front row, Kay Gill. Yes, I remember him. Ollie Vallander. His father was Ollie Vallander Sr. and he was one of the foremen there. And then there's Mr. Where are we? There's Mr. Shenton, Harold Shenton. He was one of the personnel officers, and he was a very, very nice man. He was involved in the swimming club, I can remember that. And Mr. Morton, one of the managers. Yes, Ravenhill. I've got a feeling that his son was mayor. There was one of the mayors was at Ravenhill. And I remember saying, I met him somewhere, and I remember saying, Are you any relation to Bert Ravenhill, I think his name is? And I think he said, yes, that was his father. And that was Peter Walwyn. His father kept a photography shop in Gloucester, which was quite well known, in Southgate Street. And that was Alan Jay. And he had a sister called Val Jay, who also worked at Fieldings. And I was quite friendly with her. I got a feeling they may have been twins, because they were very much alike.
What do you remember of Valerie Jay?
Oh, she was a lovely girl. Very bright, very bubbly.
And where did she work?
She worked in one of the offices. I can't remember exactly which one. But she was very nice, very pretty girl. Very nice.
I think it was that Tony Ravenhill there. That would have been Bert's son there. So
he may be the father of the man who was mayor. Because he looked like him as well. He looked definitely very much like him, because this is in 1958, so he would be just a few years older than me, unless that is him that's mayor now. I'm getting a bit confused. Could possibly be. That's right, Harold Morgan and Ralph Morgan. Those two were.
And do you remember any of these people in particular? Any special stories about any of them?
I can't remember any special stories. I can remember Alan Jay very well, turning up on my doorstep at home one day. I think he was trying to ask me out or something, but I was very shy in those days. And Pete Norwich, I knew him well, and I can remember dancing with him at the Guildhall. And Terry, I knew him pretty well because I was friendly with Yvonne, who we eventually married.
And you must have got to know the apprentices quite well from your time in the Time office.
Yes, I did, quite a few of them. Yes, they used to chat me up, a lot of them, but there was only one I was interested in, as I said. But I was so shy, I didn't get anywhere, but I would have done if I'd been a little bolder, apparently. There we are.
That's lovely, Joy. And there was just one other thing that you were telling me about, and it's not a photo, but it's actually the ring that you're wearing on your finger there.
Yes, this garnet ring.
What's the story behind that?
Well, when I left Fieldings, they obviously had a collection, and I've always liked rings, and this is an old ring, and I bought this garnet ring, and I've been wearing it ever since. So that's a long time ago. It's a gold ring with three garnet stones in.
That's lovely. It's a kind of symbol of Fieldings being with you all these years, and also the kindness of people that worked there,
yes,
contributing to the collection to give you that kind of physical representation of the memories there.
I said I've got a few 21st birthday cards because I obviously had my 21st birthday when I was still working there, and I've kept all of them, and some of them were from people that worked at Fieldings, including Audrey and her husband and her son.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Joy?
I can't really think of anything else at the moment, but I just sometimes think it's being nostalgic, and you think, wouldn't it be nice to get some of those years back? Because they were good years, and they were such nice people to work with.
That's great. Thank you, Joy.